Abstract submission for the 6th Nanoscientific Forum Europe 2023 is now open. Join this European SPM meeting and be part of exciting talks from the nano research field, practical hands-on sessions, and a thrilling social program in Barcelona's Flair, hosted by ICFO, Barcelona, Spain. See you in Barcelona in September 2023. The first time we see a drum roll. What is that? That gorgeous thing there. Speaking of crystals, what do you think that is, Anna? Do you think it's salt? Do you think it's sugar?
Movie clay? Something. Yes.
In the movie, they describe this as solid hydrogen. And the first thing that the fact that this person is touching quote unquote solid hydrogen with their bare hands, as you can see from this still, indicates to me that it is a compound of hydrogen with something else. Because at atmospheric pressure, hydrogen solidifies when you cool it down to around minus 300 degrees Celsius. It's sort of like 33 Kelvin-ish is the solidifying point of hydrogen. So, yep. We know that this isn't pure solid hydrogen that's been cooled down to solidify as itself, which I think is the first very misleading thing, because they do say that it is solid hydrogen. And technically, solid hydrogen is to hydrogen what ice is to water, right? You cool it down and it is just that substance. So I know from all of my research that this must be a compound of hydrogen with something else. And that's exactly what the topic of my PhD research was, a compound that contains a lot of hydrogen that we research in order to see whether we can engineer a material like that into something that we can use to power stuff. So let's take a little step back, I guess, and talk about why would we want to do this? And they do mention this in the movie as well. The big draw of hydrogen power is that hydrogen is a very, very lightweight, well, it's a gas, and it's also number one on the periodic table. So the atoms of hydrogen are incredibly light, and it's extraordinarily, because it's in the first row of the periodic table, sorry, the first column of the periodic table, it is very kind of reactive. And so we don't tend to find hydrogen existing on its own as hydrogen gas. We tend to find it reacted and wrapped up with other atoms, like, for example, oxygen in water, which we find everywhere, which we'll also come on to. So hydrogen is a good prospect for energy because it's very quick to burn. It's got a lot of energy kind of wrapped up inside it. And because it's very small and it's very lightweight, it's been researched in recent years for portable applications to replace batteries. As you know, batteries are relatively heavy devices. Even though we base them on a relatively light metal, lithium, the weight of the batteries and the size of the batteries is currently what limits the sort of driving range of electric cars, for instance. So for portable applications like electric cars, like drones, you know, the flight time of a drone is only like 10 or 15 minutes because the batteries are so heavy and they can't pack enough power into that weight. Mm-hmm. So the kind of holy grail of this research is to find an energy storage solution that is extremely compact, extremely lightweight, so small and lightweight, but that also contains a huge energy density. Mm-hmm. And those things usually don't come together. You either, you know, you can have a lot of energy in a big space or a big weight, but you can't pack a lot of energy into a small space and a very lightweight. Mm-hmm. But hydrogen could promise that because it is so lightweight and it has so much energy density. So that's why it's become this substance of interest for energy, because it has this potential to be very, very portable, very, very energetic. You could have very lightweight drones, lightweight laptops, lightweight cars.
We hope you enjoyed this snippet. Check out the full episode by following the link in the show notes. A lot of work goes into creating every episode of Under the Microscope. We meticulously look for the best materials and nanoscientists from around the world to feature on Under the Microscope. So do leave us a review and share your favorite episodes with your favorite people. Thank you very much.